here's something that you might not be thinking about, which is staying hydrated. We hear about hydration during summer, but what about when the weather gets cold and wet? Dietitian and nutritionist Mary Purdy joins us once again for some tips on staying healthy in the wintertime. I asked Mary whether we really do need to drink 64 ounces of water every day.
It's approximately about right. Usually we say take about half your body weight and multiply that in ounces, approximately. Everyone's going to be a little bit different. And if you are more active and if you're a big sweater, you're going to be needing more fluids throughout the day.
Now, I know people like me, I actually exercise daily. And in the summer, you want to drink because you're hot and you sweat. When you're outside in the winter and I exercise outside, I bring the water bottle along, but you know, psychologically, there's something that happens, but people have told me that I need to hydrate in the winter, even when it doesn't seem like I'm as sweaty as I am in July.
Absolutely. It's essential, actually, to hydrate during the wintertime because the air is quite dry. So we are not getting the same kind of hydration just from breathing that we would get during the summertime. Even though Seattle is a little wet, it's colder air. And if we're inside as well, it's heated air. So it's much, much drier. Additionally, our mechanism for recognizing thirst when it's colder air, it just isn't as optimal. So we don't actually even know that we're thirsty.
Whoa, that's scary. Another question I have is whether they're, you know, like full-time equivalents in an office. Are there WTE water full-time equivalents? In other words, does anything substitute for that just H2O?
I'd say teas, like herbal teas or maybe a very low caffeinated tea can substitute for water. And I recommend that a lot because some people find water boring. And anything we can do to spice it up a little bit, whether that's throw a tea bag in there, throw a cucumber in there, throw some lemon rind or something in there is a great way to make water more palatable.
Does it matter if it's hot, cold, room temp?
Not necessarily. Excuse me. Warm water sometimes is a little bit easier on the body when you're colder. But I think, you know, warm or hot, kind of whatever works for your body.
Is it true that coffee is you know, sort of like the antichrist, the anti-water?
You know, I don't want to get any hate mail here, Marcy, okay. So I'm not going to vilify coffee. But I will say for every cup of coffee that you drink, because it is a diuretic, meaning that you lose some water.
So it's a dehydrator.
So it's something to be aware of. You want to make sure for every cup of coffee you have, you do get some additional water. So, and if you're looking to back off of the coffee, having a little bit less caffeine in those black teas or green teas or some the coffee substitutes, which are not all that bad. Dandelion tea is a great one if people are looking for that. It's great to experiment.
Mary Purdy, thank you once again. Mary Purdy, a registered nutritionist and dietitian on the record with us here on KUOW.
Thank you so much.